It's not great, but...
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the House Water Committee, this first day of May in the year 2003.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to have you here with us on May Day. We have accomplished already some of our agenda for the day, and that we are striking House Bill 2473 from the agenda, and House Bill 3006, because they have already been taken care of. House Bill 2473 does not have a fiscal, as was reported to us, and we do not have to refer it to Ways and Means. And what's the deal on 2003?
Same thing.
Same thing, no fiscal, no referral to Ways and Means, and so our previous actions stand and no reason for us to reconsider. And at this time, folks, we are going to open a public hearing on our Senate Bill 748, and we have Senator Atkinson here to speak to his bill. Quickly, Mr. Tass, this is about...
Senate Bill 748 directs State Department of Fish and Wildlife to create a pilot program for collection of recycling of proper and improper disposal of fishing tackle. Sunsets January 2nd, 2008. It was a 30-aye vote out of the Senate.
Good morning, Senator. Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chair.
On an Atkinson bill?
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. For the record, my name's Jason Atkinson, a senator for Southern Oregon, and I, with great pleasure, bring you this bill, Senate Bill 748. And I've provided a little bit of background. There's an article, an editorial, and a little advertisement that's going to happen in, I think, next month or this month's issue of Northwest Steelhead. This bill comes to you actually as an idea of something I saw while traveling last summer in Alaska and British Columbia, which is a voluntary cleanup effort of getting various things out of rivers. Right now in Oregon, there is a problem with waste on the sides of rivers, mainly with lead, and with a new product, which is why I provide you the article called fluorocarbon. Fluorocarbon, when it sits in rivers, does not disintegrate, and it's a very popular line that's now being sold. And so, instead of creating new penalties and new laws and new enforcement mechanisms, we thought, after much conversation, that we'd set up a pilot project on six rivers to see if we couldn't have conservation groups work together with the department to create a pilot program to clean the stuff up and essentially change the conservation ethic and just make people aware that we want to get this stuff cleaned up. So we brought to you today, for your consideration, the Keep Oregon Rivers Clean pilot program, or CORC. The bill has six rivers identified, or has a maximum of six rivers on the list. Two of the six are listed as the Rogue and the North Santa Ana. The Rogue selected because I represent the Rogue, and the North Santa Ana and the Rogue were both selected simply because we know that there's active groups that want to take this up. I have met with groups ranging from the Audubon Society, Oregon Trout, Oregon Anglers, which is a new group, Fred Vanatta is involved with, Guides Packers, Steelheaders, and a whole variety of other groups. Those are the main groups that I have worked with and also worked with the department. There's no fiscal impact on this. And as we discussed in the Senate committee and also discussed on the floor after some debate with Mr. Ellicker, we have the passionate support by the department. What this does, essentially, is it creates a new way to educate people on picking this stuff up, and we hope it'll have some success. I'm excited about it, and actually, believe it or not, this simple bill, I thought it was a joke this morning. I got a call really early this morning, and I thought it was a friend of mine calling, representing a national magazine and his interest in this bill, and it wasn't a joke. I think this bill is going to, strangely enough, get some national attention next month. So I'm excited to bring it to you, and that would be more than happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for the Senator?
I have one.
Yes, Representative Tomei.
Thank you, Senator, for coming today. How will this be funded, Senator?
Thank you. Mr. Chair, Representative, how we have this set up right now is if we were to create a collection, I don't define it, but let's say we had a box, or in some groups have advocated creating a tube that you could not fill with trash per se, but a place where you would put this stuff. The tube or the box and the signs, well, let me just say that the collection device would be provided by conservation groups. So whether that would be a guides association on a particular river or something like that. Again, we identified six rivers so that we could have success. I don't want to do something that was so big that it never got done.
Right.
We want to pick six rivers, two that have already been picked, where we know there's active groups. For instance, another aside, the Sandy River had a great experience when the department worked with, I think it was Guides and Packers, to get out the word on returning wild fish, I think it was last year. So anyway, that portion would be handled, paid for, provided by conservation groups. There will probably be a significant amount of signs that would be placed where these boxes are, and probably also at put-ins. We would imagine boxes being at takeouts. Put-ins and takeouts, the signage part of this would also probably fall on conservation groups in conjunction with the department. If you look through the bill, you also see that who's going to be in charge of picking it up. And we have put that as a division of both parks and the department, who theoretically is there already, and we didn't find a fiscal impact. So we tried to make it minimum impact on the government. Mm-hmm. And also to try to create an actual system where people would work together, and that's what we've tried to do.
Great.
I would also say, Representative, that we hope that this gains enough success that it would be mentioned in the department's regulations that are put out every year in the angler packet. So, we'd like to increase awareness and advertise a little bit, and hopefully this will grow across Oregon.
Great. Thank you.
Representative Kurtz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Atkinson, a question not necessarily relevant to the bill, but maybe even more important. Is there a timeline at this point in time on when we are going to see the miracle child in the building?
Mr. Chair, Representative Cruz, I knew that I could not get past a committee that you served on without something. And I want to first say thank you for making it so gentle for me this morning. We took our son to dinner last night, so it's the first time he's been out where coughing people are. And he did well, and he slept through the whole thing. So that was the first test as we ramp up and do having him here for show and tell. So it's in the near future.
Good.
Senator Luddett, let me say that I think the entire committee is ecstatic for you. We really feel good about the progress that has been made. So
thank you very much. We are we've had him home for 2 weeks, and we are and I feel I now have about 15 to 20 hours where I'm not driving to the emergency room, so, or to the intensive care unit. So I feel like I've got a whole another week of time available. So we're ecstatic.
Good. Are there other questions for Senator Atkinson? Thank you very much. We appreciate your...
Mr. Chair, thank you for hearing the bill.
And we'll, at this point, call Kay Brown from the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Good morning, Kay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Kay Brown from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, and I would like to let you know that the Department of Fish and Wildlife passionately supports Senate Bill 748.
We heard that.
Senator Atkinson probably made most of my points. I just want to let you know that we are a willing partner in this and will actively pursue this pilot program and then come back to you with a report of how it goes. We anticipate working closely with volunteer groups, the various angling angling organizations, and we also anticipate working with our Restoration Enhancement Board to come up with any funds that are necessary to work on coordination of this project. We do expect to put information in our angling regulations for next year that will describe the program and encourage people to participate. And with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions? Yes, sure.
I'm full support of this. It's a great idea. I've seen a lot of line and tackle along the riverside. How, and this is a logistical question. Maybe you don't even have the answer. How are you going to anchor all these things down to the ground? How are you going to do all that?
Mr. Chair, Representative Schaffler, I'm not sure that we have all of the details worked out at this point. Certainly that will be a consideration. We do know that other states have done this kind of a program, and we'll be looking to them to come up with ideas and suggestions. As I understand it, most of those will be items that will be provided by the angling groups, and I suspect that they'll be looking into that as well.
I'd be willing to, Mr. Chair, I'd be willing to volunteer some time to anchor a couple down by the Clackamas River if you need somebody to help.
Mr. Chair, Representative Schaffler, we'll be happy to take you up on that offer.
Thank you.
We didn't know that the Water Committee was meeting to solicit volunteers for...
Well, I just
any other questions for the?
Let's move.
Thank you very much, Mr. Brown. Anyone else have any thing to say on Senate Bill 748? Anyone that has not had an opportunity? We'll close then the public hearing on Senate Bill 748 and open a work session on Senate Bill 748. Representative Cruz.
I move Senate Bill 748 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Cruz moves Senate Bill 748 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Do I have any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Dingfelder.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that I wanted to thank Senator Atkinson for bringing this forward. I'm an avid kayaker, and I can't tell you how many times I've almost been decapitated as I've gone under a tree and there's been some fishing tackle line that has been sitting there, and so I'm looking forward to hopefully helping with a cleanup.
don't give openings like that.
And Representative Cruz, I appreciate your self-control in that regard.
It was not easy.
So
Representative,
really
somebody
it.
Was talking about the chair here and shovels some time ago.
Yes, I know.
Could I pass that advice on to Vice Chair? Is there anyone else with
I've
any?
I've got some fishing line, I guess.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, Mr. Chair, in scuba diving, I've run across all kinds of line. So it's out there.
Why didn't you
not
clean
to
it
mention
up?
Our
I
little
did.
Fin
oh,
friends
did? Okay.
As well.
Okay. If there's nothing else for the good of the order,
I don't consider Representative Schaffler little.
I said our little fin friend.
Well, he's a fin friend.
We'd call a roll, please, before this gets out of hand.
Representative Flores.
Aye.
Representative Cruz.
Aye.
Representative Schaffler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Dingfelder.
Aye.
Representative Krupp.
Aye.
Chair Jensen.
Aye. Senate Bill 748 is passed. I'd entertain a motion.
For the consent calendar?
Yes.
I so move. I think we place Senate Bill 748 on the consent calendar.
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Chair. I want to talk about tackle and diving.
That's the reason we wanted to.
I thought I'd bring my kayak as a prop that day. And
hearing no discussion and no objections, so ordered. Okay. Thank you, Senator. Appreciate your hard work on this.
A lot of years.
At this point, we are going to open a possible reconsideration and a work session on House Bill 3298. The chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and recommendation and reconsideration of House Bill 3298 be taken up immediately. Is there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Chair opens the work session on House Bill 3298. Would you explain the reason for reconsideration? Let me defer the explanation of that reason to Representative Flores.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. At the work session in which we passed this out and following the public hearing, there were commitments made by myself to have some concerns addressed in regard to municipalities and other entities. And so we want to make sure that those amendments and concerns are taken care of before we pass it from the floor to the floor and to the Senate.
Okay. So there are some amendments that the representative is proposing and that some of the interest groups are proposing on this, and that's a reason for our reconsideration.
Yes.
Is that correct? Where do we go from here? Okay. Is it reconsidered?
It's reconsidered. You already...
Okay.
You said we reconsidered. You might have a motion to reconsider the bill, but I think you did that already.
You did.
Let me have a motion and representative for reconsideration.
I'm sorry?
A motion to reconsider. Representative Flores moves to reconsider House Bill 3298.
Mr. Chair, I do.
Thank you. Is there discussion on this? Would we call the roll?
Representative Flores.
Aye.
Representative Cruz.
Excuse me.
Representative Doppler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Dingfelder.
Aye.
Representative Krupp.
Aye.
Chair Jensen.
Aye. Okay, we are then in a work session on House Bill 3298, and Representative Flores, knowing what the reasons were, can you tell me and give us on the committee a little bit of, you know, I understand you do not have all the amendments ready this morning.
That's
is that correct?
Correct?
So what are we doing? What are we planning to do with this?
My staff is in the process of calling the interested parties together for one meeting, if not two, to craft the desired language to clarify the ownership discussion that is germane to this particular bill.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll have those meetings held and the amendments crafted or at least presented to Legislative Council by Tuesday of next week.
Okay. The chair, we would expect to have worst case scenario conceptual amendments typed up for us by next Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
We may or may not be able to get those amendments through a legislative council by that time, but at least we'd like to have conceptual amendments by next Tuesday. Obstacles that would come in the way, and we'd simply remind, and I suggest you remind all the people in the work group, that if we don't have some of those conceptual amendments, if we're not ready at that time, we probably will just run the bill back the way it was.
Very well.
Because time is running out on us, and we can't expect to get dispensation from the speaker forever on this. So we would like to leave that with instructions, I guess, for you. And does anyone else have any comments or any concerns? And be careful if you speak up. It's possible that Representative Flores may call on you to be part of the work group. No, I know she would be more than happy to hear any of the concerns you have. So if you have questions or concerns or issues right now, I'd appreciate it if you could share them with her.
Mr. Chair?
Representative King.
I just want to say that I did vote on the bill originally, but I will look forward to seeing the amendments. And, you know, I know that there are concerns about the municipalities, which I know that you're interested in working out, but certainly if there could be some resolution to the concerns raised by the irrigation districts, since I think they're probably the biggest player in this as far as the potential impacts, I think that would be my preference.
And that's what we're working, all the interested parties.
Great. Thank you for bringing it forward.
The chair needs to editorialize on that comment a little bit and thank Representative Dingfelder for the recognition of the importance of irrigated agriculture in the state of Oregon, overriding, if you please, the city of Portland and their water issue.
No. I did bring up the municipalities first, and I know that okay. was not the All intent right. of the bill.
Thank you, Representative. Any other? Okay, with that, then, we will close our work session this morning on House Bill 3298, which now is in our possession, and which we are expecting to have some language amendments by next Tuesday. And at this point, we are going to open our work session on House Bill 3519.
We passed it.
Oh, that's right. And thank you, Mr. Tess. We did pass this out last time, so the chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and reconsideration of House Bill 3519 be taken up immediately. Is there any objection?
Mr. Chair, just a question.
Yes.
I thought we adopted the dash 10s but didn't pass it out, or we did pass it out, so we're reconsidering additional amendments.
We adopted the dash 10 amendments, so it should be 3519A, I guess, as amended, but we did pass it out with the recognition that if there was a resolution to the dash 9 amendments that it would come back to committee and we would adopt the dash 9 amendments into the bill. So in order to get this back in somewhere, we need to reconsider.
Do you need a motion?
I do.
Mr. Chair, I move.
I need first to, are there any objections?
What are we moving, Mr. Chair? Reconsideration?
Reconsideration of House Bill 3519.
Okay, I got this bill here.
No considerations, I'd take a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move reconsideration of House Bill 3519 as amended.
Representative Dingfelder moves the reconsideration of House Bill 3519 as amended. Would you call a roll for me, please?
Representative Flores.
Aye.
Representative Cruz.
Excuse me.
Representative Shoffler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Dingfelder.
Aye.
Representative Krupp.
Excuse.
Mr. Jensen.
Aye. House Bill 3519 is then now back in our possession. And the open the work session on House Bill 3519. And I'd like to call the director and DSL, or assistant director DSL, and Mr. Scholes.
Yeah.
We are, we'll remember, colleagues, that we were looking at a bill last time that needed significant amendments to it, and we would have had some difficulty getting the necessary votes to do anything with House Bill 3519. The dash 9 amendments to House Bill 3519. So we have asked the people who were involved in the preparation of those amendments to begin doing some work on that, and we are happy that they're here with us this morning to advise us as to what they've done to date with this. Good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm John Lilly, Assistant Director of Division of State Lands. After the recent work session on 3519, the division helped to host a working group meeting yesterday morning with representatives of the Farm Bureau, the cattlemen, Mr. Stewart, members representing the wetlands consultant community, wetland mitigation bankers, and the representatives of League of Women Voters. In addition, Mr. Luca was in attendance as well, and for a short time, Representative Anderson joined us. During that time, we worked through the what have been called the Dash 9 amendments, and there were a number of deletions and changes made throughout the bill or throughout the Dash 9s in order to address concerns that were raised by various interests. At this point, I believe that we've been able to address the concerns of the cattlemen and the Farm Bureau, as well as Mr. Stewart, but I would suggest that those folks may want to communicate with you on their own, or they may want to address you at this moment. At any rate, Mr. Scholes has been the scribe, kind of recording the changes that have been made along the way, and there continues to be discussion between the members of the group for additional changes in the Dash 9s in order to bring the entire group to some consensus, or at least to fine-tune and refine the policy questions that would be left to be resolved. At this point, I can't predict, at least in my opinion, can't predict when we would be able to come back to you with the a full version of the compromise Dash 9s, if you will, but the group is working diligently, both formally and informally, to bring this back as soon as possible.
Okay. Mr. Scholes.
Thank you. You've been provided with a copy of the revised text, and I haven't taken any liberty to call it a Dash 9 or 10 or 11 or anything like that. We really cut out quite a bit yesterday in our work session, and so that's how we pretty much eliminated a lot of the conflicts with those other groups. What is left is essentially about 5 pages of new or revisions to the existing statute on removal fill law, but it takes up about 20-some pages when you do it as an amendment. I think we have about a 98% agreement at this point on the issues that we've discussed, and it's really just working out and wordsmithing a few definitions, and I think we're there in terms of our amendments. So we're very, very close, I feel. I think we made a lot of progress yesterday.
Okay.
The other thing that was worth mentioning, in our meeting, Representative Anderson did express, you know, his desire not to have these amendments as part of his bill, and the committee feels that they agree with that. There was some confusion how it got stuck to 3519, and we feel it's not appropriate to be part of that bill if the committee so desires. We'd like to see if the committee could come up with another vehicle for us.
Okay. Help me. Who was with the environmental group? Did you have an environmental group or groups?
Miss Liz Frankel was the representative that sat in and represented that particular interest as well as others.
Okay.
Would you like her up here?
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Are there questions? But of course.
Yes.
like to hear from Les, I think.
We'll get to whoever.
Committee members and Madam Chair and committee members, Liz Frankel brought her testimony to me yesterday to be distributed to from the last meeting, and I left it up in the office. I'm sorry, it'll get to your files immediately afterwards. We'll see this delivered, but just to let you know that testimony that she had promised is available. She did give verbal last meeting.
It's not this?
Yeah.
No. Liz, would you like to come up and share any concerns and that you have, or maybe give us an update? And since we don't have the testimony in front of us, maybe you can give us an update from.
I'm not quite clear what I'm supposed to give you an update on.
Maybe on some. Do you have any remaining concerns based on?
Yes. Well, put it this way: we left. We met from 10 until 12 yesterday in the work group, and we were essentially thrown out of the room. We'd used up our time. We left having come to some agreement on a number of issues. We didn't complete all of the issues. I did have an additional meeting during lunch with the full group, and we discussed a number of other things. So the meeting continued, but we still haven't gotten to all the issues. I did meet with Mr. Scholes alone at the down in the coffee shop from 3 to 4 yesterday afternoon, and I offered some proposed language. I have not seen the Dash 11s. It was just given to me. I must admit I did check my email before I left at 7 this morning.
I think Pete is bringing down the written testimony. Also, he's bringing it right now so we can see in writing.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Liz.
I think
you
have
Could we talk to the Farm Bureau and the cattlemen?
You just weren't quick enough, Jane.
You weren't going to get out.
You almost got out.
We'd have sent crews after you.
Uh-oh.
Down the hall, you know.
That's trouble. That's stop digging.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. We've not been significantly involved in this bill. We are on House Bill 3519 still, right?
Yes.
We haven't been significantly involved, although it was brought to our attention, you know, a red flag about additional notice requirements that were set out in the bill that is already used and established in administrative rule. So those provisions were stricken, and it was agreed upon by the members of the group yesterday just to alleviate any concerns. That portion was stricken. And other than that, I don't find any other issues of concern in the bill as far as Farm Bureau is concerned.
Okay.
Chair Jensen, members of the committee, for the record, Katie Fast, Oregon Cattlemen. Actually, Glenn Stonebrink represented the cattlemen in the work group, but it's my understanding that with the language that was removed, we are comfortable with the bill at this time.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mr. Stewart. Mm-hmm. It's not in LC at this point in time. Please go ahead. Your name for the record.
My name is Mel Stewart, Chair Jensen, members of the committee. The work group addressed all my concerns. The work group addressed all my concerns.
Okay.
I had four specific written concerns. They addressed each one of them in a satisfactory fashion. I appreciate the opportunity to participate.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Luca. Good morning.
Chair Denson, members of the committee, for the record again, my name is Mark Luca, legislative assistant for Representative Anderson. Yesterday we did meet with the work group, and it was a productive meeting. I think Representative Anderson's concern was accurately testified to by Mr. Lilly that he still would prefer, based on the sensitivity of the issue in his district, that a different vehicle was found to move this bill forward if it does indeed move forward. And I do appreciate, he does appreciate, and I appreciate as the requester of a bill that we were included in this process, and that it was a very productive meeting, a lot of compromise, I think, on both sides of the issue. And as you well know, the likelihood that this bill will solve all the controversy is not very good, but at least it is a step forward. I'd be happy to take any questions you might have.
Okay. Question for Mr. Luca. Thank you. Mr. Sussman is present. Do you have a pony in this race? Okay. Is there anyone else that has a wishes or has any comments on House Bill 3519? As the proposed amendments, which you obviously, unless you were with the work group or on the committee up here, probably haven't seen the proposed amendments. So, have you seen them, Liz?
I just got them about 2 seconds ago.
Okay.
That's an exaggeration.
Okay.
I haven't read them yet.
So can I just clarify?
Sure.
Liz, these comments that you put in writing, they're on the original dash nines, or are these on... Okay.
Okay, so when we look at this bill, we would expect other comments, perhaps, from you on the amendments to the amendment. Is that correct?
That's
okay. Anyone who has comments on the amendments to the amendments would seem to me to dictate that this work group reconvene to address the comments on the amendments to the amendments to see whether there is a possibility of getting solutions there. And if Mr. Scholes, please.
Yes.
Again, for the record, your name.
Pardon me?
For the record, your name.
Oh, again. Bill Scholes.
Yes. Excuse me, Phil, we currently have a group of students who have just entered our committee room, and we would like to welcome them here. We are folks currently discussing a rather major piece of legislation that has been proposed and being proposed on wetlands and landfill removal, which probably sounds like to some of you one of the most exciting things that you have heard since you've been in the Capitol building. So that, you know, we'll proceed, and if any of you have any questions, you know, you're certainly welcome to, when we finish with this discussion, welcome to ask them, and we'll be happy to try to answer them for you. Mr. Scholes.
Yes.
You indicated in your testimony, I believe it was you that indicated that we were not there, but somewhere close to there.
Yes, I believe so.
With the exception of Ms. Frankel, who has yet to digest where we're at, I didn't hear any other comments of why we weren't there, and so I want to know why we weren't there, and maybe John would like to come up too on this.
I think that it really boils down to that Ms. Frankel just would like to look at the revisions in print, and if we have any final
comments from her, we're finished with our tasks of revisions. So, I think we've talked to everyone that has expressed an interest in some changes.
Is that your understanding, Mr. Lilly?
Mr. Chair, John Lilly, Division of State Lands. Yeah, that's basically my understanding. We haven't had an opportunity to digest in writing what we had all scribbled down on a piece of paper. In addition, I think there may be yet a policy issue that needs to be worked over and resolved between parties. Obviously, I think the environmental community, as represented by Liz Frankel and others, may want to weigh in on that issue. And as I understand it, what it is the question of should on small on projects that are small wetland fills, should there be an option immediately for applicants to go and look for mitigation bank or for what's called payment to provide, rather than looking more extensively at doing the compensatory mitigation on site first?
And let me correct you, John. we struck that. That would be handled as administrative rule.
We seem to have a disagreement with the department.
He hasn't had a time to look over a change that occurred last night.
As is emphasis for my desire to take more time to look at all the changes that have been made, sir.
Representative Cruz has a grave concern here.
Mr. Chair, still got grave concerns, and you know, number one, from a matter of process, to take a fairly simple bill that is directed for a specific purpose and adding all this other stuff in at the 11th hour is problematic from my perspective. And that's not saying that there isn't good stuff here, but if there's a lot of ORSs to reference in here. I mean, there's, this would take, for me to fully understand all the implications here, would probably take more than 5 minutes. I have some concerns over, I've referenced a couple things, but basically what I've referenced is exclusions, not inclusions at this point, so... My comfort level is not very high with this, whereas my comfort level with the bill as passed out yesterday is pretty good. So I just don't know, Mr. Chair, how much time we have. So, I mean, that's kind of the issue for me. So,
your concerns are certainly noted and well taken. It has... And it is the concern of the chair too that we take a major piece of legislation, try to understand it in what would fundamentally be a very short period of time. The chair's wanting to give the folks a opportunity. Kind of kept this thing alive and going, and I think we can have some dispensation to do so for at least one more meeting, because we will have at least one Senate bill further to consider. Okay. So
my comfort level would be higher to see this in LC form, number one. So
We'd like to have, and we'd like to have it before our next scheduled meeting Tuesday, because it's very difficult, as Representative Cruz mentioned, to come into the committee hearing room, and even though my colleagues are all brighter than I am, you have to deal with the chair, and I don't really know how to hand that task. So we'd we'd ask you to have that LCE draft in our possession no later than Monday noon or something of that nature. If it's simply to give us time to look at. And we would we'd like to recommend that you also get that draft to people of the work group, so that they too will have an opportunity to evaluate it. And we would assume that if humanly possible, and this is on Ms. Frankel, I guess, rather than on you, that if you can have your comments on it, you know, for the committee, it would be helpful to them and obviously to the committee. Sort of. So with that, and this is probably then something of an unusual sort of procedure to go on this, but with that, I would like colleagues to have a move to repass House Bill 3519 with the dash as amended, so that we don't lose that bill somewhere in the process. And if, gentlemen, we can find a vehicle, which is problematic, but which I've asked LC to search for us this morning, then we will have something that we may be able to work with. And if we can't find a vehicle and we run out of time, then I come back to you with the same statement that I've made before, I think, in this committee, that I've referred to you, that I used to tell my students when I was teaching in college that don't worry about it if you don't pass the course. We offer the course again next term.
I'm sure glad I wasn't one of your students.
There were a lot of people who probably agreed with me. But I certainly don't want to put Representative Anderson's bill in jeopardy because of the time elements that we're working with here. So, Representative Cook.
I would move House Bill 3519 as amended to the floor with a defense recommendation.
Representative Cruz moves House Bill 3519 as amended, that is with the dash 10 amendments.
When we got on it.
Right. To the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Hearing none, would you please call the roll?
Representative Flores.
Aye.
Representative Cruz.
Aye.
Representative Shopler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Dingfelder.
Aye.
Representative Krupp.
Aye.
Chair Jensen.
Aye.
Where we're doing it, you want to put it on consent for...
Representative Anderson would like
to speak. Wanted to carry it, didn't he? Yeah. That's right, okay.
Yeah, he'd... I think like to carry it, so we would sign him the carrier of the bill. And 3519 then is repassed, and Representative Anderson will be the carrier of the bill. And with that, and failing to have an appropriate shovel here this morning, so that members of the committee can dig themselves out, we are adjourned.
We're just having too much fun, I think.